This is episode 111 on February 19th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other stuff. My name is Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski. And as always, joining us, watching the chat room, we have Shannon. How's it going, Shannon?
It is going well.
Awesome. And joining us this week, a very special guest. He is the creator of an app that we've reviewed before called Mission Pick. He is Brett Rounsville. How's it going, Brett?
Hi, gang. It's going great.
I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Oh, close enough. I usually go by Brett anyway. The last name just trips people up.
I hear you, when you're on a Night Attack, they call you Amtrekker. It's like...
Oh, yeah. That's great. You listen to Night Attack? That's awesome.
Oh, totally.
Oh, excellent.
And that's how I found out about the app.
Oh, great.
And is that because you take the train?
It's actually because I spent 2 years of my life completely homeless wandering around America.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The short version of the story is way before any of this was going on, I used to work for Disney as a designer, and I made this list of 50 things that I wanted to do. And I told everyone that I wasn't going to come home until I did them all, and I wasn't going to spend any money on lodging. And I thought meant I was going on a 3 to 4 month vacation. And it turned out it meant I went on a 2 year journey sleeping on park benches and in bus stations and train stations and lots of strangers' couches.
Wow, that's cool.
That's a whole other podcast we got to start.
It was a crazy adventure. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Awesome. But that's where the name Amtrekker comes from. It's Trekking Across America. It's my Twitter handle.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
I haven't heard that story.
Oh, it is a very long story. It's a 2 year long story.
Nice. I hear Sony has the movie rights for that.
No, but there are a couple people that have at certain points. No one does anymore.
Right.
In fact, at one point, the Jonas Brothers owned the rights to the story.
Oh my God, dude, you have so many stories that I almost want to talk about that instead of Mission Pick. But but Mission Pick, everybody should pick up. It is an app that is totally cool, and we're here to talk about that. And just my own personal experience, when we first started Tiny Shutter way back years ago, there was a app that we all kind of fell in love with called Dual Pick, and it's not around anymore. It's unfortunate, but it was I think it was the first app that really had like a competitive edge for photography, but there was just no life to it, and it was, we all kind of felt bad that they, you know, just kind of fell by the wayside. And and then sure enough, your app comes along, and while it's not the same concept as Dual Pick, it is that spirit of competition with photography. And I want to know
Genesis.
Yeah, I want the origin story of Mission Pick.
I had played with Dual Pick also, but I think that was a little bit after we started leaning towards doing something with photography and competition. And I think a lot of people have tried to kind of add a game layer to photography, and no one has quite nailed it yet. And there's no proof that we've nailed it yet, for that matter. But I felt like what has always been missing is just kind of ease of use alone. Like all of the other ones, really, you needed to have someone to compete with you directly. I don't know if you guys ever used, I think it was called Appy Snap or something like that.
No,
it's gone now too. But it was more like Draw Something, where you had to set up a competition between two people and then take a photo, and then those people would compete. But the way we got started in Mission Pick wasn't through photography necessarily. It was through a company that I've worked for about 4 years called The Go Game.
Oh, right.
The Go Game Yeah. So the Go Game is a company that makes urban adventure games. So we'll fly into a city and write a game, and then a company or someone will play the game, usually as like team building or marketing or something, and they run around a city for about 4 hours just solving puzzles and taking some photos and solving other missions. And what was fascinating to me was how much that changed people's outlook of the city. Like they looked at the city differently, not just while they were playing, but after they were playing. And we were trying to think of a way to make that a little more approachable. Mm-hmm. And at least in that regard, I think we totally nailed it with Mission Pick, because I even know myself, I will get the mission the morning of, and I will spend the rest of the day thinking about everything I look in that context.
Yes.
So if today's mission is handmade, well, today's mission was handmade, in fact. If I'm walking my dog or if I'm going out to go shopping or anything, everything I'm looking at is in the context of, is this handmade or is it appropriate or is it a good pun for handmade?
Yeah.
And I love that.
Well, one of the things that we mentioned in the last time we talked about Mission Pick was that for photography in particular, it's a great way to kind of get out of the funk of being stale. Like there are just days where it's very difficult to be creative and you just don't have any ideas. And Mission Pick was that little boost to kind of jumpstart your creative thinking. And yeah, that's pretty much what I used it for. I don't know. Joe, how about you?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times we do run into that funk. I like the way I can, you know, see what other people are thinking when it comes to a different subject. And then, you know, because we don't always think alike or come up with the same concepts. So it does bring out that sort of a way to get into other people's minds, I would say.
Yeah.
Very cool. I also, when you talk about getting out of a funk, I like that it forces your hand even if it's not a funk that you feel you're in. Like if you are taking great landscape pictures every single day and then the mission calls for something that just can't be done with a landscape, then it still forces you to broaden your horizons a little bit, even if you were doing just fine with what you were doing before.
I just take those days off.
Fair enough. Some of my favorite missions are ones where, so we're still testing the waters with the missions, obviously. We don't know what the perfect mission is or if there's even such a thing. So some days I'll write missions knowing full well that they aren't going to be that great and we probably aren't going to get a lot of submissions that day.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite missions are missions where I think like, there's really only one or two ways where people can interpret this. I don't know if it's really going to fly, but I mean, if it's going to fail, we need to know what fails. So let's throw it out anyway. And then like, damned if people don't knock it out of the park anyway. It is awesome what you get sometimes when you throw out something that you think you're stumped on. Once you add 2,000 other people into it, the mix, someone's going to come up with something really cool.
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to bring up is the community. I think other apps that tried to make it in this competitive field, let's just say, competitive imagery field, I think that was the big thing that they were lacking is the community. I know this is going to be an obvious question for some people, but how did you like build that community and like what do you think helps you keep that community with Mission Pick as opposed to some of the other apps that tried and failed?
Yeah, I think so far a big part of it has been that we experimented with this kind of competitive photography thing for a very long time before we even started building the game. So that's where we got the idea of how important it would be to see everyone's stuff and how everyone is doing it. And in the process of testing it and building it out, we started out by just three of us emailing each other a different mission every day. And then we'd each email the photo in. And then it became like 10 of us emailing each other a mission every day. And then it became 30 of us. And then we built an app that didn't work that great, but worked well enough that we could give it to 50 people. And so it grew slowly enough that we were able to control it pretty heavy-handedly in the beginning. And now that we have so many people who are there from the beginning that know like how to support each other and how to like shake each other's hands at the end of the day, I think we've just kind of hopefully reached a critical mass of just genuineness and great photography.
Awesome.
How did you get to the final decision that you wanted to actually create an app? Was it, you know, just something you had in mind from the beginning? Or did you guys kind of like look at each other and go, let's go ahead and do it?
Well, we always had it in mind that we wanted to create an app around like some competitive aspect of photography. But it wasn't until we had tested it for months via email before we decided, like, yes, this is a viable thing and this is actually genuinely fun.
Now, I heard you talk about it on another podcast where you had some hardship making the app. I kind of want to – that's one of the things that we never get to really hear, like Jagger making his 645 Pro app and – you know, other photography app developers. But like, what were some of the heartaches that you experienced making the app? And do you have a technical background in actually developing? What was that process like a little bit?
I have a technical background in that I have heard of all of the things that people use to build stuff.
That's where my expertise ends too.
Yeah. I actually did some programming a while back, so I know like just enough to be dangerous. I've built a little bit of the code that's in Mission Pick and the website for Mission Pick and stuff, but there's absolutely no way I could have done this alone. And most of the hardship came in trying to find someone to help with that. So we had a couple of developers who signed on really early who just were complete flakes from the very beginning, and it was really difficult to get them interested in working at all, which sounds awful, but is exactly how it went down. So we moved away from them and signed on a new developer as a partner who was great and did an awesome job of building the back end of Mission Pick out, which we still use. He does not have as much experience with front end development, so we hired a team out of the Ukraine to build that.
Yeah, that's where I actually heard the story begin.
Right. And that was going great, because you know what's awesome about hiring developers from the Ukraine is that they take $17 an hour as great pay. What's not awesome about hiring developers from the Ukraine is that they can be spontaneously invaded at any moment.
War tends to put a damper on things.
Yeah, and that literally happened. I had no idea that in today's day and age, Vladimir Putin could have any effect on my app distribution timeline. So that was the biggest setback. But then without that setback, we never would have found Shane, who is now our full-time front-end developer. So Shane, David, and I are kind of the core of the team. And since we brought Shane on, he has turned Mission Pick into something that runs more smoothly and looks better than anything I could have imagined. He's been doing a killer job. I want to hug him, but I've never met him because he lives outside of Toronto.
We know the feeling. I've actually never met Joe, and yeah. I've never met Shannon. I met Matt once.
No. Isn't the internet rad?
Once or twice.
Once.
No, we met a few times. Yeah, it's the internet is a great thing. Like, I consider these folks here to be my closest friends, and half of them I haven't even laid eyes on.
I love that.
I love it too, but it kind of gets kind of like Saturday night. It's like, oh man, let's go out. Oh wait, you're thousands of miles away.
Plus, Matt hates it when Mark hates it when I bring up the weather.
Oh yeah, I live in New England where it's apocalypse degrees outside, and Joe is suffering from his what, millimeter thick ice outside?
Yeah.
That's slowly melting away.
It's already gone.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's bad here. It's really bad.
Tennessee got hit hard.
Yes, we did.
We skirted it.
I look outside my window and I see white. That's it.
I look outside my window and I see cherry blossoms.
Yeah, I think it got to be like in the 70s over the weekend in the Bay Area. That's at least what my folks said.
Oh, it's beautiful. We only have spring here, a rainless spring.
The only rain that's happening right now is in my eyes.
That's great. So I love that the internet brings folks together. One of the things that does kill me about it is, I guess since you know Night Attack, I don't know if everyone here knows Night Attack, but the two guys that do that, Justin and Brian, are two very good friends of mine, and them along with some other folks I know very well. I had to stop listening to all of their podcasts. I love their podcasts more than anyone else's, but there's nothing worse than driving in your car and wanting to interject as though you are sitting around having beers and then realizing that you've been talking to yourself for 20 minutes.
I do that without podcasts.
It's awful. Now every time I see them, they're like, hey, did you hear that thing that happened the other day? Like, no, you know I don't listen to your stuff.
Man, I can't wait for their new book to come out. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's for off hours, the post show. Yeah. So what is the future for Mission Pick? Because you said it's evolving. You guys have more stuff in the works. I love the app. And if I were to, like, to me, you know, I saw it, you know, evolve from, you know, the last time, you know, the first time I heard it. I'm blabbering here. But for me personally, I would only offer like one. I could only think of like one suggestion to like my wish list. But like, what do you guys have in store for like future updates? Like,
There's a lot coming, and a lot coming right around the corner. Let me hear your wish real quick.
This is something that we discovered like yesterday. It's something that we never discovered before, but. When we scheduled this interview here, you know, we all got onto the app to find each other, and we couldn't because so like a search bar just to search, you know, the person's name would be.
Well, then I have great news for you.
Awesome.
As soon as later tonight, but more likely sometime between now and Sunday, then that version will be live. Awesome. You'll be able to search all of your Facebook friends, all of your Twitter friends, and everyone who's already on the app.
Perfect.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff like that coming along. There's some big social changes in that regard coming. We have Instagram built into it with this next build, or at least a way to easily export your photos to Instagram.
Oh, right on.
There's a little bit better explanations of like how the voting works and how the scoring works and when the game ends. And that will all come out literally in days. And then beyond that, the stuff that we're working on is ways to speed it up, get to take up a little less space, of course, all the not fun stuff. And then the hot section is going to either disappear completely or change considerably. The version that I have in my hands right now has a winners section there. So it just shows the winning photo with a good size profile shot of the person who took the photo of each day from the last like 3 weeks or so.
Right. That's so that Mark can see all the winners.
Yeah. That's the guy I got second place to, and that's the girl I got second place to.
Don't laugh. I guarantee you, like, if I only have mere hours from winning this thing, then she's going to sneak up from behind and she's going to take it.
Oh, man. That's going to be a painful day. I'm not going to lie to you.
So, okay. I'm new to the app, so the winning is all based on voting, or is there other things with it too?
Yeah, it's all votes. So it's kind of a Tinder style UI. So you can vote on everyone else's photos. You can vote it either up, and that will give the photo plus one. You can vote down, and I'll subtract a vote. Or you can swipe to the left, and that is like you passing. You don't want to cast a vote on that photo.
See, yesterday, I got on it yesterday. And so I'm like flipping through, except, you know, I noticed that I could flip up, and the picture would move on to the next one. So I'm going along, flipping up on all the pictures that come into view, and then all of a sudden I got a little notification saying that I made some sort of a level, and I'm like, "What? Oh, was I voting on that?"
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah. So I think I voted on everybody except for Mark's.
Yeah. Well, in that case, next on the list is expanding our tutorial.
That's okay. I voted you down, Joe.
So I haven't put anything on yet.
Brett, I have a question for you.
Yeah, hit me, sir.
All right. So I'm embarrassed to say that I'm totally new to your app. I must have been sleeping or not listening when...
I don't think you were on the episode, actually, Matt.
But I just downloaded it yesterday.
Called Mission Pick.
Yeah, I got
that's
that.
The very beginning.
I'm good with the name. The name I completely understand. I'm like 100% in grasp with the name. But here's what I'm wondering. So, like, I see you could, like, follow people and stuff like that, you know, your friends or whatever. But when you shoot like for one of these assignments and like submit your photo, is the contest with like the whole community or just with your friends?
Well, there's two different lists. There's the overall list and the friends list. So you're kind of competing with both. And right now it is, the default is that it shows you the overall list. And that's kind of because we still have a relatively small community, but I would suspect that once it grows a little bit bigger, then we're probably going to default to the friends list and let you compete, or let you see that you're competing against your friends more readily. But right now we are also, this is big news. I was sleeping on this and hadn't told anyone, but we just shipped them out yesterday. We weren't telling everyone that if they get first place on any given day overall, then we actually ship you guys an 8x8 print of your photo that won.
Oh, wow.
Embossed. It says first place and has the Mission Pick logo. It's embossed in the little corner there. And a handwritten note from us.
That's
at
cool.
Mission Pick on a completely random postcard that we got out of the
I see
store.
Tom Merritt.
Yeah, Tom Merritt won one day. I sent him a photo yesterday.
I have to win this. If there's a gun in the sky, please. Joe, pray to your God. You're okay. Good with him.
Done.
She hasn't caught
now,
you yet.
Now people just have to vote.
I can't imagine this late in the game unless this Megan Maroney girl has some people working the system for her. I can't imagine she'll come after you in the next 5 hours.
I'm telling you right now, man, I have never, ever... We used to do this show called The Lens Wipe, right? Imagine Night Attack, but about photography. Huh. Not as funny, though. That's mostly my fault. So early in the show, just to have content, we would actually create these contests where it... Kind of like Mission Pick, where we would give each other a challenge and we'd have to... you know, compete. Like, I created this contest just so I could win something. And I never won. I think I tied, which doesn't really count. And I think I won by default because no one else made a photo. And so that doesn't really count either. So, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen if I win. Like, the world may end that day. Like...
But what a great day to end on, right? If you're going to die happy.
For me, it will. I'd be getting a print. sign for this and this.
That's great. That sounds exciting. I hope that you win. I have nothing but faith in you.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Explain to us what the there's like different levels and
achievements, right?
Achievements. Thank you. I just got an achievement for actually loading my first pick. How do some of these work? Because I'm looking at them and I see one that has a nose. What is that?
If you tap on the achievement in the achievements list, it'll bring up a little notification box that kind of explains what it is for you. But that's the buy a nose achievement, and the text for it says, "You're a winner, but barely. Luckily, nose only counts in horseshoes, so there's a badge for the winner. The second person gets nothing."
I have a feeling that nose is gonna creep up on me.
One of my favorite achievements is called the Raider achievement, and it's an achievement you get for rating literally any photo, either up or down. So basically, you have to touch the screen in the right way, and you get the achievement. And it says, "Congratulations, you moved your thumb slightly, and now you get a badge."
I love the text on some of
these. We're part of what's wrong with the world, aren't we?
Joe, I accidentally just voted your picture down.
Dang it.
I was going a little too fast.
Now, Shannon's had a few images on there.
Shannon, what did you post?
Yesterday I posted a pair of my cats.
Oh, right.
That's surprising.
Surprising, I know. And then today I posted a picture of a sweater that I made.
Oh, that was you. That was great. Good job.
Thank you.
It only took you a week to make a sweater?
Only took me a week.
That sounds impossible to me. It would take at least that long to fly to China and ask them politely.
And that was in between editing about 3 weddings and some other sessions too. So.
Wow. Round of applause for Shannon.
Yep, that's what happens when I don't leave the house.
Well, it's easier when all of your friends are on the internet.
It really is.
Well, I voted her up, so she should be happy with that.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Mark just voted one for me.
Oh, did I? I meant to do the other way. I was holding the phone upside down.
When I just took an image of whatever I was taking, does it matter if I'm in portrait style or landscape style?
It crops it to a square no matter what.
Okay. But it still knows what's up and what's down.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So one of the things that might be interesting is when we were building the editing tools and stuff, we put them in more or less because it was possible. We kind of felt like the editing apps out there in the App Store are already knocking it out of the park, and we're not going to compete with them in any way. So we kind of left it up to everyone else to edit it however they see fit. So for the most part, I don't even use the camera on Mission Pick. I take my photos elsewhere and upload them to the app. But that's something we may put a little more effort into in the near future. But like I said, we're not going to compete with the guys who are already doing it really well. So we're going to keep letting them do it really well.
Yeah, what was that like to just incorporating the camera into the app? Like, what kind of... that's one thing we've never really discussed about the making of an actual camera app on the iPhone. Like, is that something difficult? Oh man, I'm not right asking this question right. How I guess the manual exposure now, like the other intricacies that's unlocked that you can now do for the camera app, is that
Like, yeah, I think I get what you're saying. So the way the camera apps work, if you are just using the native camera development tool that Apple gives you, you can use all the bells and whistles as long as you want to look exactly like they already make it look. If you want it to be customized in any way, then it's a whole new can of worms. And so where we got lucky is that there's a company called Aviary who makes a whole separate SDK, which stands for Software Developers Kit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a plug-and-play solution. And Aviary also runs all of the editing filters on like Twitter and some other places. So they just let you plop their thing in. And it's free to use under certain circumstances and under a given amount of users. And they do a great job. So that's the reason we were able to use it at all, is because they already do a great job and we were able to just plop it in. If we had to have built it ourselves, then to be frank, we probably wouldn't have.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And so you guys are going to be sending a print each day, essentially, for the winner.
Yeah, we sent all of January yesterday, so we'll probably do it once or twice a month.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow, that's a process.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It was still a process. I have not written anything by hand in the last 20 years, so I had a wicked hand cramp yesterday after writing a bunch of postcards to strangers.
Oh, that's awesome. Not many people do that. So... As far as growth, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but you have a healthy community, which is awesome. And I think that's something that is, I think, obviously makes or breaks an app. But like, what kind of growth have you been seeing with the current app? And I don't want to say where do you see it going. Obviously, you want it to go up, but like, how has the reception been?
It's been great so far. We're very new, and it's kind of hard to wrap your brain around seeing a new social app of some kind grow. But we're seeing growth at about 5% a day, which is kind of unheard of. If that continues to compound, then within the next 3 months, we will have 11 billion users.
Awesome.
So,
suck it, Instagram. I'll have to have Scott Fletcher make it a soundbite. First of all, I have him saying this.
Suck it, Android.
Perfect. Yeah, it's been going great. We've seen really good growth. We just started really talking about it in the press and everything maybe 2 weeks ago. So in that time, we've seen our users double, and we have no reason to stop hoping that it doubles. The thing that will be tough is trying to curtail the community from doing anything we don't want it to do. But the things we don't want it to do are the things that most of society doesn't want to see anyway. So it should be fine as long as people continue to be creative.
Right on.
How would you sort of police that?
Well, there is a flagging feature in the app. So if there are any photos that are like unseemly or spammy or anything, it's pretty simple to flag a photo. And then it actually right now it sends me an email and I get to look at the disgusting photo and then delete it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How many of those have you had?
Not a lot. There's probably only been two or three that I've actually deleted. And only one of them really made me want to vomit. So it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, by the way.
Yeah. let me just say, maybe infections aren't the best thing to take a photo of.
I work for a medical company. What can I say?
So when an image does pop up, and I know you tap it. Is it you hold it down or you tap it twice? To be able to flag it?
Yeah, you hold it down to be able to flag it.
Okay, so you hold it down to flag it. How long does it take to get to you? Is it instantaneous or is it? Does it go through some sort of a process?
Yeah, it instantly emails all of us who are watching. That doesn't necessarily mean that we are instantly able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
We'll have to look at it and then we'll have to go in the database and delete it right now. or decide not to delete it for that matter. But it goes to us instantaneously. And then, also, incidentally, the flagging notification box that pops up and then sends us the message is the last piece of mission pick that I wrote that's still in the app.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Fun fact.
And tapping it 3 times will send you home.
Yeah. There is a fun little Easter egg. If you are looking at someone's detail image, like if you're looking at a photo where you would see the comments and everything, if you tap on a photo anywhere you see it in the app, it goes to this page where it's a detail page. And if you use 2 fingers, you can zoom in and look at it in more detail. But you can also use those same 2 fingers to zoom way out and spin it around and do all kinds of silly things that you have no reason to ever want to do. And then if you double tap, it like spins and shoots back up in your face to where it's supposed to go. And I will be honest with you guys, we have no good reason for coding that in there.
Okay, I'm doing it. Yeah,
we just thought it was funny.
So you double tap on the details.
No, once you're on the detail page where you're looking at the photo, if you like use your 2 fingers to pinch it or twist it or pinch it and twist it, you can like shrink it down to nothing and spin it around and move it wherever you want to move it. And there's literally no reason why you should want to do this. But then if you double tap it afterwards, it spins back up into place.
Okay.
That works for me.
Let me reiterate. There is no reason that anyone should want to do this. And there is no reason we should have spent the time coding that in.
Hey, you never know when it'll come in handy.
I'm glad we did it. It cracks me up every time.
I'm having fun playing with my zombie Pac-Man that I entered today.
See that?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Now, if you squeeze it up and down, like pinch and zoom, pinch, like it does a nice little animation effect.
Yeah.
If you do it fast enough and you squint your eyes real good.
So I just scrolled through the assignments, and now I'm on the today's the 19th. I'm on the 18th, and now did you say that one has already closed down, or is that
closed voting yet? The 18th, you can't take a photo for anymore. So you get 24 hours to take the photo, another 24 hours to continue voting, and then the winner is announced after that. So basically, we know who the winner is for the 17th. We'll know who the winner is for the 18th in another 5 hours.
Got it.
And it looks like the winner for the 17th was our friend, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Einar Bagarud, but he is the front-running star of Mission Pick right now. He takes a different photo of 3 snowtroopers, snowtrooper Lego minifigures every single day.
Oh my God, his stuff is awesome.
He's so great and so clever, and he, like, my story about him is, like, he's been doing this for, like, 51 missions now in a row or something like that, an unbroken streak of taking clever photos of these minifigs, and so I can't help but think of him every time I write missions now, but I also know that I shouldn't be, so I wrote this one mission one day where the mission was dry, and I was like, oh man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, he's on such this cool streak, and now I'm gonna feed him this dry. What's he supposed to do? Take a photo of dry snowtroopers. This is awful. And then like the guy comes out of nowhere with possibly my favorite photo.
I know what you're gonna say.
Where he pulled all of the minifigures into pieces and then used clothespins to clip them to a drying rack. And it's so well framed and has such great depth of field. It is a brilliant photo of Lego Men.
Oh, that is awesome.
He knocks it out of the park every day. I wake up excited to see what he posted with snowtroopers.
That's awesome.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Tom Merritt just liked my photo.
Oh, well, let me see. I got a soundbite for you. I wish I had it ready, but I was trying to get Matt back on the call.
Oh, good for you!
Thanks, Christian Bale.
All right, so
I don't think Tom Merritt has missed a photo this year either. I think he's on a long streak.
I've only seen a few of his photos. He liked one of my photos yesterday. Yeah, that's the first time I saw him on.
Yeah, he's done 83 missions.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, Brett, where? I mean, obviously they could find Mission Pick in the App Store. It's it's a free download. And is it coming to Android anytime soon, or?
It's coming to Android as soon as we can afford to build it for Android. I would like to say it's coming very quickly, but all that's standing in our way is the iPhone version proving its merit and someone giving us some money to build another version of it.
So there you go, Android, suck it.
Yeah, suck it, Android.
And how can they get in touch with you if they have any questions about the app or...
Yeah, absolutely. They can just email brett@missionpick.com, and that'll go directly to me. And if you want to email people who aren't me who are involved with Mission Pick, then you can just go to missionpick.com, and there's some email addresses there.
Right on. Do you want to stick around for post-pick of the week?
Sure, why not?
Awesome. I wish I had that soundboard ready. I was so busy with Christian Bale that I totally dropped the ball. Here we go. So this week's post pick of the week, Matt had picked, but he unfortunately fell off the internet and is unable to get back on. Such is life, such as Skype. And but fortunately, he was able to, in his dying wish, shoot us this this image.
He's back online.
Is he back online?
Yep, he's back online.
All right, Joe, you have the photo in front of you?
I do.
Please describe it while I... revive him.
Okay. The image that Matt picked is a trestle bridge, railroad bridge that it's awesome.
Hey Matt, you there?
Foreground.
I am there. I'm gonna have to sound far away for the time being.
That's okay.
Actually, instead of me describing it, Matt, why don't you go ahead and describe the post pick of the week?
Okay, hang on. I don't have anything up in front of me. Just hang on a second.
All right.
Okay. I don't know how far you got, but it's a photo by James Inglis. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yep.
Okay, cool. It's too quiet. I didn't know.
Sorry. I hate that moment in Skype where it just suddenly becomes too quiet, and then you wonder if you fell off the feed. And
well, my whole computer just imploded apparently, so I don't know what's going on. It's old. It needs to just die.
Implosion is covered by Apple warranty though.
Well, I don't really want this one covered by warranty. I just want a new one. Anyway, picked a photo here by James Inglis. It is a rail bridge over the Fraser River, which is somewhere in British Columbia in Canada. I picked this picture because it's a trestle bridge, which I seem to have an affinity for. I have a lot of pictures of trestle bridges. But the thing that really struck me about this one is while it's not a black and white photo, it does have a kind of monochromatic look to it. Yeah. And you know, the bridge is kind of at an angle, so it's like a leading line that's taking you from right to left across the scene. But as the bridge gets further away, it's fading into fog to the point where just before it gets to the leftmost part of the frame, the bridge is just totally obscured. And at first you might think, well, maybe he like used a filter or something like that. But the cool thing is he's got like some...
Wait, say that again. You broke up for a second.
Foreground. And the branches on the bushes, like, of course I did, broke up. And um, Yeah, I was saying that he's got some bushes in the foreground, and the branches of those bushes kind of extend out into the fog where the bridge has disappeared. So
yeah,
it's just a super cool shot. It's something I kind of wish that I was there just to get a shot of this. Just everything about it, the atmosphere and the perspective, it's just really great.
No, this is a awesome image. When you sent it to us to look at, I was like, yeah, it definitely has that dreamy, cinematic, like, eerie look to it. And, it's an awesome image.
I would hang this up on my wall. Totally cool.
Yeah. I'd take like a 10 by 10 of this.
Hmm. Very cool.
Yes.
If you want your image to be chosen for post pick of the week, go on to Instagram and use the hashtag Tiny Shutter. And each week we go through to pick the image, not only for post pick of the week, but also to use as our cover art for this episode. All right. Well, Mark,
I think we could call it a week.
I think so too. So, Brett, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody again where they can find you and how to, find your magnificent, app and so that we can get this word out.
Yeah. Thanks a ton for having me on, guys. So the app is called Mission Pick. You can find it in the iTunes App Store. You can go to missionpick.com if you just want to click on a big badge that takes you there without typing anything in. And you can find me at Amtrekker on Twitter. It's AMTREKKER.
Right on.
Awesome. Matthew, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at mhoffmanphoto.
Shannon.
You can find me on Instagram at shannonguyphoto.
Mark.
I am that Polish photographer on Instagram, and I am Tiny Shutter on a mission pick.
Awesome. And I am Joseph Ferreira on Instagram. You can find... you can find us also on Instagram by going to the # Tiny Shutter for post pick of the week, and just to show us your images. It's a great place for us to congregate.
That is the first time I've also ever heard you say # I have heard somebody hashtag say # in like 10 years.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah, you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/ Tiny Shutter. And join us, because we usually have some great questions, great tips, a lot of great photography on there. And it's really blossomed into a community that I thought, one of these days we'll have. We're actually doing it right now. So if you have any questions, any tips, or just want to, show us how you did something, go on there and join us. Also, today since we had a special guest, we actually did not go live, but every Friday at 9:30, we go live on Alpha Geek Radio, and you can join us there, listen to the show live, and then also participate in the chat room. And we'll usually on Facebook let everybody know ahead of time. So, all right, Mark, you got anything else?
I got a jaunty jingle we could play at the very end.
All right, why don't you lead us out?
Here we go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
It's messy.